to Afternoons with Sophie Formica on 4BC.
It has been a very difficult few years across the board, but I think that we front and centre always have to remember that out to our farmers who seem to be hit from every angle on an ongoing basis, on top of struggling with their own cost of living pressures and the lifestyle and the, you know, I think the great amount of stress and work that comes with being a farmer. We have spoken just this week about what's going on at the major supermarket chains. I had no idea, as was outlined to us, you know, this flip that we've seen where now so much of what is being grown is going direct to retailers. Research telling us that now 76% of Australian farmers see their role generally as being undervalued. It's a reminder for all of us to go back to that that mantra, every family needs a farmer. And this Christmas, we're sitting down for our tables of abundance. I think even those of us who might be tightening the belt a little will still know that we're having a beautiful lunch or a dinner, and the opportunity to be reminded that while our families are sitting down and enjoying it, one thing we can do to help another family is making sure that that food we're eating has been grown on an Aussie farm, nurtured by our Aussie farmers. Warren Davies is known as the unbreakable farmer for his mental health advocacy and his passion for supporting our Aussie farmers. And his message is that we can all create positive change by doing something so simple, choosing products wherever we can that are grown on our Aussie farms by our Aussie farmers, rather than buying imported products that may be a little cheaper but have certainly travelled a lot further to get to us. Joining me now on the line is Warren. Good afternoon to you, Warren.
Good afternoon, Sophie. How are you?
I'm well. Can I say first, happy International World Soil Day. Without soil, we wouldn't have the food or the farmers.
No, that's it. That's something that we as farmers need to take care of is our soil. And, you know, it's a good day to recognise that, yeah, as you said, without the soil, there is no food. So it's one of those things as a farmer that you're always, you know, on the lookout for the best technologies, the best way that you can look after the soil that you grow your food in.
Yeah, Warren, I find it so fascinating. It's almost like we've seen a shift back to some of the more, you know, dare I say, old-fashioned ways of farming. I'm sure that you're seeing it in your line of work. Can you tell us a little bit more about you and how you found yourself in this position?
Look, I was a dairy farmer, from the day that I left school, and worked my way up through the ranks into farm ownership and bought a farm. And we faced a few challenges along the way, some that were thrown at us by our silent business partner, which was Mother Nature, and some of them were thrown, you know, from other directions. And eventually, in the middle of the millennial drought, it kind of all caught up with me, with my mental health, but also with us. We were, we were financially, physically and emotionally exhausted after 4.5 years of drought, and eventually walked off our farm, which was really heartbreaking. And basically, I've turned that, that difficult time, not really understanding my mental health either, but that difficult time on the farm and that loss of identity when I left the farm, into a story that I share around Australia now, with a mission of, creating awareness and education around mental health and wellbeing in rural and regional communities, about inspiring conversations and empowering people to seek help if they are struggling in any aspect of their life.
Yeah, which is obviously so important, Warren. You talked about the silent partner, and that silent partner continues to deliver and is certainly doing it now. We know that just in these last couple of months, there's been a few hits that have been taken by some of the food bowl that's pretty close to us here in Brisbane. How can we all do better in helping out in those situations?
Look, I think in your introduction, you kind of hit on it, Sophie. Buying Aussie produce that is from Aussie farmers, and so really knowing the origin of your food is really important. Supporting local communities, maybe a bit of a Sunday drive and supporting local communities while you're travelling around, making sure that you're buying local produce. It's really important because one of these things, if we don't support our farmers, we're really impacting on our food security as a nation. Really, that's one of the big fears that I have when you see the farmers slowly diminishing and, a lot of corporates taking over, that, our food security could be in jeopardy. So we need to make sure that we're supporting our farmers. And as you said, they've taken a lot of hits in recent times. Just last week I was up in Maryborough in Queensland and, they've faced floods. They've now, in dry conditions, and they've also faced bushfires in the last little bit. So, a lot of stuff being thrown at lots of lots of angles at these farmers. So making sure that we're supporting those local growers. And, shop at your local butcher shop or your local fruit and veg shop or something that's really consumer driven. I think that we can make a change on, the big supermarkets really drive this perfect piece of produce, but purchasing imperfect produce as well, it's just as tasty. It's just because it might be a bit bent and twisted, but I mean, most of us are a little bit bent and twisted at times, so it doesn't change who we are. So.
Sometimes the best and twisted ones are the best, Warren.
That's exactly right. So, just little things like that, we can create change and support, our local farmers instead of bowing to, the bigger corporate style, organisations that are trying to, that are really putting the squeeze on farmers when, things are tight enough as it is. And look, I understand across the board, everyone's facing those pressures. And as you did allude to in your introduction, that, buying, local or Aussie produce can be sometimes that little bit dearer, but at the end of the day, I think the bigger picture and as I said around food security is something that we've really got to consider moving forward.
I wonder whether or not there are other farmers like you who are facing that tough decision. You talked about your experience in the dairy industry, and I used that as an analogy when I spoke last week more broadly around the pressures now that the growers are feeling. And being screwed at the farm gate, this idea that you've got to set a price for produce before you've even grown it. And we saw what happened to the dairy industry when you were pushed to a point where you could not make the money, the numbers work. How can you produce milk and then be paid less for it than what it costs you to actually, put it in the tank to send it away? How can we also make sure, Warren, that as consumers, I guess at the end of the day, we're looking after our farmers from that perspective. I know that there are industry bodies doing it, but, should people be more vocal?
I think so. I think that's, if we went back 20 or 30 years, nearly every family in Australia had some sort of connection to a rural family or a farming family. And I think as the country's grown, that's got less and less.
Yeah.
And I think getting back to those roots and having that connection, because everyone, fought for the farmers because everyone had a connection, and that connection's getting less and less. And I think that's one of the things, even though I'm a mental health advocate, I'm an advocate for, rural and farming communities and trying to bridge that gap between, the city and the country, and try and educate people around, understanding where your food comes from, because that's really important that we know where it comes from. And that starts, as us as adults, we can create the change by educating our children. So, they don't think that milk comes from a carton, it comes from a cow, or, veggies don't just appear in a shop all nicely polished. They're grown, and there's lots of, challenges, to get that fruit or vegetables or whatever produce it is, to get that to the shops, there's a lot of challenges that need to be faced to actually get that there. So knowing the importance of that hard work. And, every farmer, like myself, all I wanted to do, one of the things that I prided myself on was creating or producing an A-grade food source, not big picture stuff. It was just something that I took pride in, and every Aussie farmer does the same. And, I can still remember my dad was a bit of a dibble and dabbler, and he grew strawberries, a little patch of strawberries that he used to take to our local cannery. I can remember him getting turned away one day because they'd got a shipment of strawberries in to make the jam from Spain cheaper than what they can get from 5Ks down the road. And that's been going on for a long time. So that's a real slap in the face. And eventually you can only get slapped in the face so many times before you say, well, you know, is this
worth
it anymore?
What's the point? And that's what we don't want. So you're right. I think one of the things people can think about over this summer break is jump in the car and go and visit the farms. I know here from Brisbane, we've got so many places that we can do that. Rocky is exactly the same. So the message this Christmas, Warren, finally, is just think about what's on the plate, hey?
Yeah, just think about where your food comes from and you know, and have that discussion. And you know, and maybe, you know, if you are living in the city, go for a drive and see where some of that food is produced and know some of the challenges that are faced in actually getting it to our plate, and don't just take it for granted.
Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Keep up the good work and know that we're here anytime you want to jump on the line.
Good on you, Sophie. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's Warren Davies, farmer, mental health expert. Invitation for all of us just to be a little more mindful this Christmas. It's 2:20.